Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The base of those verses, we like to use a subject or a thought this morning. Real love will never die. Real love will never die. Just happy to be here in the house of God one more time with my family, with my friends, with those that I know that God has brought us together for some reason. And I thank God. I thank God for you being a people that believe in serving God beyond these four walls. It's all right to come in and shout hallelujah. It's all right to tell God thank you and to just lift up his holy name. But as we begin to thank God for the people of God, for what you do outside the wall, your support Sunday evening, even after the storm and the rain, and for how you came out to support the ministry and to do what we can for the cause of Christ. For those of you that took time out to share your love with the bereaved families in the community and stop by to give prayer or just to give a little food or just to be there to let you know, to let them know that somebody cares about you. We have loved ones right here in our household of faith that they don't wait until Sunday, but throughout the week they go and visit and visit those that are less fortunate, visit those that are sick and shut in, visit those that can't do for themselves. So I'm ever so thankful to God. We thank God for even our missionary ministry on yesterday, how they fed the homeless and prepared the food and even served the food. That's a blessing from God. We're thankful to God for our brotherhood ministry, who in just a few days ago took on the job of supplying snowballs to the youth conference for our citywide youth conference, to our youth ministry. Everybody's been out doing some work. Our youth ministry carrying children to and fro for the arts council, the arts camp at Grace Episcopal Church. We are thankful for the feeding that you gave them. We got to understand that we enter to worship, but we leave this place to serve. And I thank God for you, the servants of God, that thinking not robbery to take time out of your schedule to go out and to see about somebody that might be less fortunate than you are. We realize that it's been said, love is what love does. And we must move beyond lip service and be about our Father's business. Whole lot of us talk a good game, but we don't play the game very well. We say what we'll do, but we just don't seem to follow through a lot of times. But we got to understand that if we trust the power of God, that God will make a way out of no way. God understands exactly what you might be going through. Let me, Will, if you will, propose a question this morning. How many of you would say that you know what love is and what love does? I wonder, do we have a clear understanding of love? We want to focus on what I like to call this morning real love. Not for those that think that they understand. First and foremost, I'm not talking about lust. I'm not talking about infatuation. I'm not talking about materialistic love. You know how it is that we love the things that we got. We love the things that people give us. I'm not talking about the love lip service where we love to tell somebody that we love them, but it's no more than mere words. And I'm definitely not talking about love that is conditional. We have folk that the only way you love me is I love you. We got some folk that the only way that they love is whatever you can do for me. But I want to know, I want to find a love that does not have any strings attached. I want a love that's always going to be right there. A love that I consider to be a real love. I don't want a wishy-washy love. I don't want a sometimey love. I don't want one of those love that you hang on the wall and you just leave me hanging till you get ready to take me off. Anybody know anything about that kind of love? We got some folk that'll love you at their convenience, but they don't love you every day of the week. They don't love you 24/7. I want a love that's going to go a little bit deeper than the surface. Too many times we've talked love, but we just talk a lot of things that we don't even know. What is love? Love is a feeling of affection, concern, or devotion toward a person. The high esteem that God has for us as his children and the high regard that we should have toward one another. 1 John 4 tells us, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So if you meet an individual that say that they love you and you don't see the love of Christ in them, how can they love you if they don't love God? And how can you love God if you don't have some kind of relationship with God? You got to have a working relationship with God. It just don't happen. You know how it is even with your love amongst one another. You got to work at it. It just don't happen. And it doesn't matter how long you've been in love. That love seems to sort of dwell. It don't get deeper and deeper. Sometimes it seems to go away. Don't act like you don't know. Love get distant sometimes. Be right there in the same house and love all the way across the other room. Sometimes love not even in the house anymore. It's just understanding and respect. Anybody hear what I'm saying this morning? But I come to tell you this morning, real love will never die. In this is manifest the love of God towards us because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be propitiation, made peace for our sins. God is love. And because of his love for us, he died in our stead. We should know something about the love of Jesus. If you know the love of Jesus, then you know what I'm talking about when we talk about a real love. Most of us have been introduced to love from birth, and that love was nurtured throughout your lifetime. Then after you get a certain age, you begin to feel a need to have or experience love other than the love of family. We encounter love by our walks and associations in life. Beyond our family, we've learned how to love our friends. We love our mates. We love our coworkers, etc. The people that we are associated with, the people that we come in contact with, we may not know them, but as we get to know them, how many of you know that you began to love them? And then there are some folk that you just love automatically, just for some reason or another, you just love them. Now, because we are believers, we get caught up in the trap of saying, yeah, I love everybody. Hello. Anybody in here ever made that statement that I love everybody? Then you got to clean it up a little bit. And the way you clean it up, you say, well, I don't like your ways, but I love you. I don't like the thing that you do, but I love you. And if I'm going to make it into the city of heaven, then I got to love you because the Bible declared that I got to even love my enemy. Now that's going real deep when you're able to say that you love your enemy. Anybody in here got a love for your enemy? I'm talking about that one you talked trash about last week. I'm talking about that one that you said some things that I cannot say from right here. But you say that you love them. Now, where is that love coming from? See, we got to understand that we are not talking about a love that comes out of your brain. Because some of us are so smart, we don't even really know how to love. We think we know love, but we don't know what real love is. Real love is an understanding love. We got to understand that if it's real, it's got to be something that we can go through some things. Now, when we read here in the Word of God, the Bible declares that if you want another definition of love, real love, you will find it in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. The Bible says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. In other words, I'm just making a whole lot of noise. Do I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge? And do I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love? I am nothing. We have a whole lot of folk that pray all day and talk about what the Lord has done. But if you did whatever you did and did not do it out of love, then you haven't done anything. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. We got a whole lot of folk like to talk about what they've done for somebody else. If you're able to do somebody a favor, if you're able to help somebody along the way, you don't get an extra blessing just because you tell everybody about it. You're not going to get a special blessing just because you want to declare on the mountaintop, I helped brother so-and-so pay their light bill. I helped sister so-and-so pay her car payment. If you helped them, you helped them. Leave it at that. Let them tell you thank you and move on. Give everything that you got. You can even go far enough to be burned. And if it's not because of love, it profiteth you nothing. Love suffereth long. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody know what it is to suffer? How many of you like suffering? Now, I didn't think so. You want suffering to come and go. But the Bible says love suffereth long. Love got to take some things. Love is able to take some things today and go through some more things tomorrow, and somewhere down the road, 10 months down the road, love still ought to be able to take some things. The Bible says, love is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Love is not all puffed up and think it's all about me. You know how it is. It's a two-way thing. We got to love ye one another. Why have I got to bend over backwards to make you happy and you won't even bend over to say make me happy? Hello. There's an old secular song out called a 50-50 love. Hallelujah. Where is your percentage lie when it comes to the way that you love mankind? I wonder, can God get 100% out of us when it comes to our love for him? So if we won't give God 100%, how much are you giving that neighbor? How much are you giving your lover? How much are you giving that one that you talk love about? The Bible says, do not behave itself unseemly. Love don't act like no fool. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Love don't sit there and think about how I'm going to get you back because you made me mad. If you're mad, you ought to be praying if you love them. But you ought not be sitting there with a vindictive spirit trying to figure out, how am I going to get you back? I'll burn your chicken up. You got to be careful. Those folk that you love, those folk that bring you your medication, those folk that bring you your food. You want to act crazy with them. They might get crazy. No, it's comical, but it's true. How many of you would take something that anybody give you? You don't want to let anybody give you a pill. Baby, take this because I love you. I want you to feel better. Might be trying to get rid of you. Real love will never die. The Bible declares that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love will never fail. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But love will never die. The Bible declares, out of all of these, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is love. For we'll find eventually faith will become sight. Hope will be fulfilled, and love will be the greatest thing of all. Love is unchanging. And that's why I believe that Jesus gave us another commandment. For the Bible declares, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So I'm come by to tell you this morning that God commands us to love one another. That love got to go deeper than just mere lip service. We got to love God and know that we are a friend to God. I thank God because when I think of the love of Jesus, I wonder this morning, did Jesus have a friend in the house? We say that the Bible said, what greater love than this than a man that will lay down his life for a friend? Him writer said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is even to carry everything to God in prayer. I carry it to God because he is my friend. God is my friend and he loves me. He loved me so much that the Bible declared that he only allowed his only begotten son to die a shameful death on the cross so that I would have the right to the tree of life. There's another songwriter said, love lifted me when nothing else could help. It was the love of God that lifted me. When I look here in the word of God and I find out why the Lord loved me so. He loved me because he made me from the dust of the ground. Breathe into my nostrils the breath of life. Then I became a living soul. Now that I'm living, I know who I belong to. I belong to the Lord our God. And I stop by to ask you this morning, is there anybody that loved the Lord our God? Real love will never die. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. When he gave his only son, that son went to Calvary, and they hung him high on Calvary's hill. And they hung him high and they stretched him wide. They began to beat him on the side. I thank God for the blood of Jesus because of the blood of the Lamb. It was love that hung there on the cross. Because of that love, I got a right to tell God thank you this morning. I stopped by to tell somebody that real love will never die. Even the love that you have for one another, even though you may part and go your own separate way, if you ever love somebody down on the inside, that love will never die. You're always a concern for their welfare. You don't want no hurt, harm, or danger to come to them. I thank God for real love, because real love won't die. Real love will go all the way to the end. From the day that I was born until the day I die, God said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to stand right by your side. Oh, how I love Jesus. Anybody love the Lord this morning? Anybody got God's love in your heart? God is love. And if you don't know God, you don't know God. You got to know God in order to know love. And when you know the love of Jesus, it'll pass by all man's understanding. Why do I love you so? Because the Lord has been too good to me. The Lord picked me up when I didn't have sense enough to get up all by myself. When I look back over my life, and I look back when I was a wretch undone, but love looked down upon my weaver body. Pick me up out the dirt. Love turned me around. Love washed me with the blood of the Lamb. Somebody said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God shed that blood because of his love. The Lord our God loved mankind so much that even though we are not worthy, God still blesses us anyway. He gave us his son, Jesus the Christ. And on Christ, the solid rock, I stand on that promise right now. No greater love than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do what I command you. Obedience is necessary in order for you to fulfill what God has destined you to do in life. Real love will never die. And that love that you share with one another, it ought to be real. There shouldn't be anything that can kill the love you have on the inside. You see, when you love from the mind, it gets all crazy. But God gave you a heart of flesh. And in that heart of flesh, he abides. And if you allow him to abide in you, then he will give you that same compassion, that same understanding, the same love that he has for us. He wants us to have for one another. A new commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Because my love is real. It's not wishy-washy. It's not sometimey. And it's not conditional. I love you unconditionally because you are mine.